Hey, you're listening to Met Radio 1280 AM in Toronto. And today we've got a super special segment for you. The winners of our 24-hour radio challenge. From March 1st to 2nd, Intrepid Radio Makers worked around the clock to produce a piece of radio in just 24 hours. The only rules were that it had to be original, it had to be 3 to 6 minutes long, and it had to be inspired by this theme. Everything old is new again. The final scores were almost too close to call, but in the end, three pieces emerged at the top of the heap. We're so excited to share them with you now. We will start with our third place winner, Wacky Wednesday.
And that was Smooth Same Way by Toussaint.
Love that song. You're listening to Q91.5 with hit after hit after hit.
We want to take you into one of our favorite segments on the show.
Wacky Wednesdays.
The segment where we find weird-ish and you decide, is it wacky?
Whoa!
Or is it just whack?
That's whack. That's horrible. Oh my God, that's
you
awful.
You do that tea. You know I like to garden, right? So, tell me how I find this potato and it looks just like Michael Caine.
You what? Like, from Batman.
I've never seen that. Anyway, peep the wrinkles around the eyes. You see them thin brown lines? They curve all over into the side part. That hole in the middle? Doesn't that look like...
a mouth.
I was gonna say his nose, but you know what? This is my contribution this week, okay?
Hey, we'll let them decide.
Posting the cane tato on our socials right now. Callers, weigh in.
And for my contribution, I was cleaning out my girlfriend's crawl space last night, and I found this cassette tape.
Oh, really?
It was dusty and dented, but our producers cleaned it up, and we're gonna play it live for you now.
Okay, an exclusive.
Trooper log 707. The mission to map out the area was complete. As we finished, we saw someone run into a nearby cave. I went to look around, but no one was there. Lieutenant Roberts got sick, so we had to pack up and return to base. Now the men are getting sick, one after the other. Medic's still trying to find a cause, but... hello?
Whoa. Where did you get this from? The A24 merch site?
It was literally in my girlfriend's crawlspace. No idea how long it's been down there.
Huh. Looks like we have some callers coming in.
Let's grab a few. Caller, you're on the air. What's your verdict?
That tape was wacky. My dog hasn't shut up since you played the thing.
Okay, one call for wacky. Thanks. Next caller.
So that potato was whack. Gave me the heebie-jeebies.
Same here.
But with the tape, though, like, why were you two breathing so hard?
We weren't,
Sorry, caller. We'll have to move on.
All right, I think we have our answer. Hold on, we have one more caller on the line. Caller number three. You there?
You're in danger.
Okay. Enough trolls.
No, this is serious. There was a line in the recording, Aramaic.
It's okay, funny. It's an joke's over, man.
A spell for evil. It's a promise. Those who forsake her will...
And that's on Crazy Callers.
Weirdness aside, let's see if it's wacky or... what?
What is that?
Where's Dave?
Hold on, listeners. Our producer is MIA.
Oh my God.
You were just listening to Tapped In with S&T on Q91.5, a division of Romulus Media. This feature was written and directed by Tone Bailey. co-written and produced by Shanice Bowerin.
That was Wacky Wednesday, produced by the team of Tone Bailey and Shanice Bowerin. Next up, in second place, we've got The Weaver of Time, Your Shanghai, Her Word.
Everything old is new again, and now we're home's this truth louder than in Shanghai's development. Ladies and gentlemen, let me take you on a journey through the old streets of Shanghai. Time folds itself in Shanghai like silk being slipped into a digital envelope. Here, the creak of 1920s wooden floors hums in harmony with blockchain's invisible currents, while grandmother's embroidery's needle edge street codes into the city's new sky. To walk these streets is to witness history shedding its skin, not to vanish, but to glisten anew wearing tomorrow's light like a qipao tailored from yesterday's twilight. When Shanghai opened its port in 1843, it wasn't the beginning. It was spark. The city's thousand-year-old Jiangnan culture, with its opera melodies and the rhythmic clatter of looms, collided with the steam-powered machinery of Victorian England. In Ali Chang's novel, the moon over alleyways whispers secrets to Wong Kar-wai's tin pineapples. The highlight part is, I once went to a feminist artist lecture in downtown Shanghai. I first heard about Nü Shu, an ancient script created by women denied education in feudal times. It was their sacred weapon against silence, I guess. Imagine this. Delicate characters, slender as willow leaves and hairpins. Very interesting. Written vertically from right to left, mimicking the shadows down across the loom. A visual rebellion against the rigid masculine square of Chinese characters. She described how her teams breathing new life into it using 3D scans of surviving artifacts, training AI to decode its strokes, then building an open source font library. Suddenly, this language, once burned with its creator's last breath, is now reborn. Here's the magic. In our age of feminist awakenings, it isn't just revived. It's become something radically new. Those delicate curves now encode both ancient resistance and futuristic defiance. It's more than a font, it's a living manifesto, where every serif's whispers.
Our voices were always silences.
What resonates the most? How something born from operation now dances across screens? Yes. It proves that when women reclaim their narratives, even secrecy is led into the new world and structure the new world. Ladies and gentlemen, this city doesn't just preserve history. It feeds the past through a living algorithm where steam era whispers dance with modern winds, and every brick holds the DNA of tomorrow. If city could time travel, Shanghai would be the one stealing clocks to build better sundials. The future? It's been here all along. Maybe hiding in a dumpling folds of yesterday.
That was Kaya Shu's second place winner, The Weaver of Time, Your Shanghai, Her Word. If you are just tuning in, today on Met Radio, we are celebrating the winners of this year's 24-hour radio challenge. Participants had just 24 hours to produce a piece of radio on the theme Everything Old is New Again. And you're just in time to hear this year's grand prize winner. Back to the 20s by Team Celeste Cinemas.
Hey, what's up?
Nothing much. Just came home from school. Are we still on for seeing Cast and Curious, The Revenge of the Dead Part 13 at theaters tonight?
Yeah, 7 p.m., right?
Yep. Dude, I have so much work to do. I'm dreading it so much. This teacher is going to kill me. He literally keeps going on and on about how I need to do... OMG.
What happened?
The cutest guy just walked past my window.
Oh my god, really? What does he look like?
Tall, dark, and handsome, but definitely losing points on his outfit.
Oh come on, it can't be that bad.
It is. It really is. It's the same old hoodie and jeans combo that everyone and their dads have. I'll never understand why men don't put more effort into their outfits. Gone are the days of suits and slick back hair.
Seriously, it's not that serious.
It is to me. You just don't get it.
You're too dramatic, girl.
Shut up.
Why are you moving in reverse, you idiot? The road's in front of you.
Okay, I'll let you deal with that. I'll see you tonight.
Use your eyes. Do you understand me? How are these people even allowed?
No one understands me. I just wish I could go back to a time where things were better, happier, freer, and above all, people dress better. What's going on? Why am I dressed like this? Where am I?
Well, doll, you're at the party of the century.
This can't be happening. No. Back to the Future is just a movie, right? Am I where I think I am? This can't be happening.
But this is happening. Oh my god, this is happening. Is this the 20s? Did I just use my mind to time travel? Nah, this is insane. I must be hallucinating. Was there something in my food this morning? Ma'am, I'm sorry, but what year is it?
Doll, it's 1925, of course. Now snap out of it and let's dance.
It's almost 7 p.m. Are you ready?
What are you wearing?
We literally bought this together.
Okay, whatever. Dude, you're literally not gonna believe what just happened. I literally just time traveled. Like, what? I saw the craziest stuff. There was dancing, there was singing, there was dresses. It was literally like the Great Gatsby, but like in real life, it was crazy. Oh my god.
We don't have time for this. We need to go to Ricky's house. The Cranton and Curious, The Revenge of the Dead Part 13 radio episode is going live at 7 p.m. Everyone is already there.
What are you talking about? What about the movie?
What's a movie? You're stressing me out. Let's go.
No way. Why are people dressed like that? Am I still in the 20s? What year is it?
Celeste Studio presents the great epic audio tragedy starring Paul Stalker and Tin Weasel. A radio hit you cannot miss.
That was Back to the 20s, produced by Maya Butterfield, Nuha Furhan, Kashifa Halim, and Janessa Toe. And it's the first place winner of this year's 24-hour radio challenge. Thanks to Longa McQuaid, Hindenburg, and Cops Records for sponsoring the event and donating the prizes for our winning teams. And of course, thanks to you for tuning in and checking out the top three pieces from the 24-Hour Radio Challenge 2025. Another huge congratulations to this year's winners. If you want to hear the other pieces produced for the challenge, which are also excellent, you can find a full playlist on the Met Radio SoundCloud account and our website. We'll also be playing them a few times throughout the week on air, so be sure to keep the dial tuned to Met Radio 1280 AM in Toronto.